Mishkayach. The Ha'aloischeis Haneiros Rashi brings Chol Shadaitoi Shel Aroin. He had Chalisha Sadas. And because he had Chalisha Sadas, he saw that the Nesiim were all Zoicha to bring the Kabonis, and he wasn't Zoicha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Shel Chol Gedoyle Mishalahem, you have a Bezundra Madrega. And then Rashi says in it, Malamed Vayas Kein Aroin, Malamed Shvachi Shel Aroin, Sheloi Shina. So many Pshatim talk about what does it mean, this darga of Melamed Shaloi Shina. The Al Shech HaKadosh writes that when he lit the menorah, he knew how to be mechaven to the menorah Shel Mikdash Shel Mala. He wasn't the Shana, he knew how to be mechaven to the Olam HaSel Yoinim, Lamala Me'asar HaTvachim. There's a pshat from the Rebbe Lev Yitzchak Mebraditchev. He says, first of all, he didn't have a Machsheves Gaiva. He was able to do it, and he wasn't the Shana Machsheves Gaiva. But he says also another pshat. He says, if I was the Zoicha to light the menorah, Miroiv Behola, from the Hislavus and the Cheshkas Inyan, and also the Pachad, I would Yodai Hoyuroyadois, and I would drop the Shemen. So Malamit Shaloi Shina, he stayed calm and he was able to do it. Another pshat is that he did it every single day. It doesn't make a difference which day it was, whether it's on a Shabbos or on a Yom Kippur or on a regular day. Kulam Shavim Latoyva, Bayas Kein Aaron, without a Shinoi. There's another pshat from the Chasam Soifer. Chasam Soifer says, you know, Menorah is a skula for Torah, Torah Shebal Peh. On the other hand, Mizbeach HaKetoires is a skula for Ashirus. And in the Seder, Avoid of the Yom, you could either do one or the other. And Aaron was never Mishana. Not even once that he chose to rather do Ketoires instead to do the Menorah. Because Torah is the best Eschaira, not to look for the Ketoires of Ashirus. There's another pshat, it's based on a Malbim, interesting. It says in Parshas Bereishis, Keseder, by the Asara Mamoris and by the process of Seder Bereishis, Vayihi Chein, Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Rakia, Yehi Aretz, Yehi this, Vayihi Chein. Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Oir, Vayihi Oir. It doesn't say Vayihi Chein. So the Malbim says, what's the pshat? Because it wasn't Cain. Hashem was Mishane. He took the oir, by Yomer Lekim Yehi Oir, and then we know he was Goynez, the oir, Gonzay, Letzadikim, Lasad Lavay. So he didn't do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishane, the original Tochnit, and it wasn't Cain. Where was he Goynez, the oir? The Lamed Vav Shois, of the oir Agonez. Why Lamed Vav Shois? Some say from Friday morning till Moitz Shabbos is 36 hours. The oir was even at night, Friday, Leil Shabbos. So 36 hours from Yom Hashishi in the morning till Moitz Shabbos. Some say, Pasha, it's 36 hours because the Ma'oiris were Nitla on this fourth day. So the first 3 days of Bria was this Oir Ruchni, it's 36 hours. Oikach, Oikach, not both Chatham, because then it's 72. But either the 36 hours of the first 3 days of the Bria, or 36 hours of Yom Hashishi until Moitz Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that Oir and he was going as it. The Lamed Vav Shois, he was going as it in the Lamed Vav Mesichtos of Shas. There are Lamed Vav Mesichtos with Gemara. There's actually not. You have to either put the three bavas together and then take out Shkolim and put in Tomit. You have to work it out. Don't overdo the bar. Don't overdo the bar. There's 36. But he put it into 36 Masechtas. Or into the 36 Neiros of Chanukah. We like the Oir of Chanukah has 36. So he was going as it in the Menorah. He was going as it in the Torah. Vayas Kein Aroin Melamed Shaloi Shina. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana, you get it? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana by Maisa Bereishis. By Yomer Lekim Yehi Oir, and it wasn't Cain? It wasn't? It wasn't like all the other things in the Bria that it was Cain, Hazoi is? It was Vayi Oir, but it was somewhere else? Now it's Vayas Cain Aaron. Shaloi Shina. The Sfasemis has a different shot. Shaloi Shina means he didn't do it Miloshan Sleepy. He didn't do it with Farshlofen the Gehet. He did it with a Hislavis. And Kaseidu with a Hislavis every day. Not becoming Hergel, not becoming, not Farshlofen. And not for a blunjit in the Hevlei Azman, that it's already the 477th time that he did it. It's Epes Nish Dezel Bezach. Vida Ereshtem Ono, it's Vayas Kein Aaron Melamed Shoy Leishino, on a Shinoi. I heard once an interesting pshat, that, you know, Aaron has Chalisha Sadas, and he has Sheifis for the Korbonis of the Nesiyim. And he really wanted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him something even bigger. So a person could say, okay, now I'm Zat, now I'm Saveya, now I'm Tzefrida. Vayas Kein Ara and Shaloi Shina, the same Hislavis and Chalisha Sadas that he had, that he strived for Aliyas and Ruchnias when he had that. Now that he got even something bigger, so he didn't peak. Peak, P-E-A-K, right? He didn't reach the top. No, now I want even more. Keseder, Vayas Kein, his she'ifas for godless remained ever so more. That's various pshatim in Malamach Leishin. I heard once a different pshat. Aaron, Rabbi Yonis Naivishitz brings, Aaron did not need the three steps. We know that the menorah was 18 tefachim, and to go up the menorah you had to walk up three steps, a kohen gadol of an average size, even though the average size of a person is 18 tefachim. But I guess you don't want to mamash reach up with your hands over your head. So he would go up steps. But Aaron, the chayyur, was shakul to Moshe. Aaron was 10 amos, so he didn't need to go up those steps. Aber shaloi shina. If that's to say that that's azay mach the kohen gadol, he also went up the steps, and then he bent down, and he was kaifif. He has a whole inyan in that. He was kaifif to do it, but he wasn't mishani. He did it like all the other. Like all the other Kehanim Gedolim. The Tzura of the Menorah, there's actually a Shaila, whether the Tzura of the Menorah, with the 18 Tvachim, with the Gevim and the Kaftorim and all that, there's Ramazim to it, but we know that some Rishonim say it was round, and some Rishonim say it was, the Konim that came out were Ba'alachsoin. So what's the Emes? So it's interesting, we know that Rabbi Yossi, we had just now in the Sugyas and Sukkah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, he went into the Oitzris of Roini. It's based on the Gemara in Me'ilah, Daf Yud Zayin, that he helped Bimarapa, the Bat of Melech Roini, that a certain shade named Tamalyoin, Rashi brings it in Sukkah Daf Hei. And he was Merapah her, so he was zeichet to go into the Oitzris of Roimi. And there's a few Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that he saw how the tzitz looked. There's a Gemara in Yuma Dufnan Zayin that he saw how the tzura of the Hazoyas Hadam of the Kohen Gadol on the Pareichas was. There's another Medrash that he saw the Kisei of Shleim HaMelech, and he also saw the Yatush, the mosquito that went into the head of Titus and grew into the size of a bird. So he saw various things in this, in the Oitzris. And one of them is, there's a Medrash that he saw the Menorah, the whole thing about that. But the question is, it's a problem, because was it round or was it what's it called? Someone to bring a rye from the tzura of the menorah that's carved out on the arch of Titus. Over there it's round, or if someone was
round.
Over there it's round? Okay, yeah, but it could be that Shlomo HaMelech, we know, made 10 other menorahs. Vayas Cain, Aaron. Cain is 70, Cain, Balaturim. Because there were 7 in the original menorah, but then Shlomo, it's a remes for Shlomo's 70 menorahs that he made. He also made 10 Shulchanais, and he also made very big Kruvim, which is also in Sukkah Daf Hei. But he did not do anything about the Mizbeach HaKetoris. He didn't turbo the Mizbeach HaKetoris. Mizbeach HaKetoris stays as is. But maybe the round ones was the Shleim HaMelech's ones, and the Alachsin one is the original one, Shasa Moshe. Could possibly be. Now, there's a din of Hadlokas Ner. It's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Ramban, Rashi, and Shabbos, they learned that the Hadlokah, many Rishonim, the Hadlokah was only Bein Harabayim. There was no Hadlokah Baboiker. Baboiker, you would come and do Dishon and Hatova. And possibly you would even put out, if there were ones still being doylik, you would put them out. But certainly you wouldn't be remodeling them. Me'idach, he said, the Rambam Shita is in Hilchis Tmidim and Musaf and Paragimel. Halachas Yud, Yeral Yubez, as he's Masada, the Indian over there, the Sefer Achinach also, in Mitzvah Tzadiches, in Parashas Tetzaveh. They learned that there was Hadlaka Bein B'yoyim Bein B'layla. There was Hadlaka Bein B'yoyim Bein B'layla. It's Machlekes Rishonim in this Shita, whether even the ones that were doluk, they would actually, even in the morning, be Machab and remodeling. Well, no, the Hadlaka of Boiker was only for the ones that were already Kova, but the ones that were Mamshech Lidlik, they were just Mamshech Lidlik. Certainly, at night, even the ones that were Dolok, they would be Mechab and Ridolok, although that's also not Pasha. There's a Shtikl Torah in the Breskarov that even that's not Pasha, but Akapanam, there's various levels of whether the Hadlaka was Baboiker or Balaila. Now, there's a Pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Pesach Dvarecha Yair, in Kapitel Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, the Kapitel of all the Oisias of the Aleph Base. And obviously, it starts with a pay. Pasuk Kuf Lamed, if you give me cheshbon, it's Pesach Dvarei Yoir. So there's a remez, Pesach Dvarei Yoir, that the first word of every one of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the amount of words in the Pasuk of the first Pasuk of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, each one is a different number of words, it's a remez for something about the Menorah, and that's Pesach Dvarecha. The opening words are Yoir, are a remez for the Menorah. Pesach Dvarecha, Bereshis has, the first Pasuk in Bereshis has 7 words, connected the 7 konim, the 7 neiros. The first pasuk in Shmois has 11 words for the kaftoirim, 11 kaftoirim. The first pasuk in Vayikra has 9 words, is connected to 9 prochim. The first pasuk in Bamidbar is connected 18 tfachim that there was in the menorah. And in Dvarim, it's 22 words, it's connected to esrim v'arba, esrim v'shtayim, gevim. And that's the Menorah. We're going to move on. There's a lot of other sugyas. We're going to try to touch a few of them. Kedarkeinu. Hanofas HaLeviim, there was a whole pedia and the Seder Advarim of the Leviim. It's interesting. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky brings in Time of the Krah that as a young child, his father, the stipler, wanted to tell him a chiddush that how is it the Hispilus that Aaron was able to lift up 22,000 Leviim? He said probably there was a mechanism thing, like with a seesaw, with a big stone that somehow that you just had a foot pedal that you just, every lady would go on the other side of it, and then Aaron just had to do a little shtup with the foot and that would lift it up. It's a chiddush that would be considered taka that he was meirim hanofa. That's good. Azim achmin tnufa. But and the other pshat would be that maybe it was ba'ifin pili, ba'ifin nisi that it was able to be that he was able to lift up all of these levim. Now the etna es halavim mitoich bnei Yisrael. The Sfarim explained that it says five times the word bnei Yisrael in that pasuk because the levim are centered in the chamisha chumshei Torah and the levim are also the center of klal Yisrael. The merkaz of klal Yisrael is the levim. The Gra brings that if you take the word Yisrael and you spell it out, you spell Yisrael, but you spell out each letter. The Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. All five letters of Yisrael are three letters. Yud Vav Dalet. The Sin is Sin Yud Nun, Resh Yud Shin, Aleph Lamed Pei Lamed Mem Dalet. What's the middle letter of each of those letters? Levium. It spells out Levium. The Levium are the Merkaz, the center of the Panemius, the center. And a person has to know that in his Panemius, in his center, is the Iker. I saw brought down. That a person has to be toichoi kebaroi. Fascinating. Toichoi, the inside letters of toichoi are chavov. Chavov, right? Sukkah also, you know, is the inside letters is chavov, is shem avai. The outside letters is samachay, is the shem adnas. It's not just the gemara, it's the letters itself. Chavov and samachay. Toichoi, the inner letters is chavov. Kebaroi, kebaroi, the outer letters are chavov. A person has to be toichoi kebaroi. Comes out of him. Ruchnius and Shaychus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, should be Toichoi Kibari, that his Panemius should be like his Chitonius, both of them should be Shem Havaya. It mentions in the Parsha of the Levim, in one Pasuk Yisrael five times, that if you go through all the different Sukkim, it says the word Yisrael 14 times. The Chassam Sofer says it's a remez because the Levim really spread through all 14 Shvatim. 14, right? There are 14 Shvatim because Menashe and Ephraim are Shvatim. Now, Avada, normally when we say the 12 Shvatim and we count Menashe and Ephraim, so we count Menashe and Ephraim, and we, I guess, discount, if that's a word, Yosef and Levi. But there's a way to count them. No. Actually, there's a way to have 13 Shvatim. That's a Bazunder Indian that Pashat Yosef splits into two, and you still keep Levi in. But there's another Cheshem that you keep Yosef, and you keep Levi, and you have Menashe and Ephraim. And there's 14 Shvatim. It's brought down in the Pesachim that in the Tefillin, you're supposed to have the amount of Tefirois is either 12, can I get the 12 Shvatim, or 14, can I get the 14 Shvatim. The 14 Shvatim is a Bazunder Adarag of the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael, 14 times 14 times Havaya is Gematria Hasatim 364 because then it's totally Nisgaber against the Satan. When you have the Shlemus of the Shvatim, that you have Levi, and you also have Klal Yisrael without the Levim, with Menashe and Ephraim, and you have Yosef, that's the Spitz Shlemus of the Levim. Now, of course, the other way is to say that there are 13 Shvatim, and besides that, there's Levi, and that gets us to the Remes for the famous Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yevil, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, that's not a coincidence, is the last Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yevil, which everyone knows. If a person wants to lift himself up and become shaychus and be a chelik of Shevet Levi, they have the parsha Pesach Sheni, and they come. It's machlekes in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chavhei machlekes tanaim who these people were that they came to complain, right? Me oisam anoshim mihoyu. There's a three-way machlekes tanaim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says they were the noisei aroyne shel Yosef. Rabbi Kiva says they were Mishal Vel Tzafan who were being Isaac with taking out Nadav and Avihu who were Nifter in the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan on Yom Shemini Lamiluim. And Rabbi Yitzchak says Tama was Isaac Meis Mitzvah that were Isaac that their seventh day of Tumah actually Mamash Boi B'Yam came out on Erev Pesach and that was what the problem was. And they come with a complaint to Moshe Rabbeinu Lama Nigara. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Lama Nigara. What do you mean? You're Tame. There's a Din Tame Meis can't bring a carbon. Get it next year. Should they have made that mistake? Should they have yedin metami or not? That's totally in the different shitas. If they were nice Aron Shel Yosef, the Gemara says Yecholim Hayu L'Tayr. The last masa, they only carried the Aron during the Masois. The last masa was months before. The if it was Mishal Vatzafan, that's already from Rosh Chodesh. They had time to be metar. If it's Tam as a Meis Mitzvah, then it obviously happened on Ches Nisan. But what are you complaining? Lama Nigara. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe said, he says like this. He says they came with a tanya like this. These people made a decision to be metam l'meis. The sugin sukkah, oisig mitzvah, patam and mitzvah. They made a cheshbon. We're going to be metam l'meis, and at the expense not be part of carbon pesach. But we're doing the right thing. It's obviously the decision we're supposed to be doing. Then it's pashut that when the carbon pesach is going to be brought, we're going to be margish his alus ruchni ki'ilu we were makar the korban pesach. By the way, the person is makar the korban pesach. Ein l'shayr on the tire. The hargosha that he feels that he pushed is connected to this the mitzvah of korban pesach. It's pushed that we chose to not be part of it because of a correct decision of being oisim mitzvah the minitza. Where avad is still part of klai, so we're going to feel it. And they came complaining to Moshe. We don't feel it. Something's wrong. We don't feel it. Lomani gora. And what was the answer? Meiridik. There's a pesach sheni. You are going to have a chance. You're not feeling the connection now because you do have Moyed Beis. You do have the option. You do have the second option of Pesach Sheni. Had it not been, then they would be right. Then if Vibalt, they made the right decision and they wanted to feel connected, they would have felt connected. Now, there's a big sugya about Pesach Sheni. The Gemara was Machadish. The Torah was Machadish. That they have the option of Pesach Sheni. But there's a big machlokes. There are many prati dinim. Which dinim of Pesach Sheni apply that are similar to Pesach Rishon and which not? We can start with the Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Tzadik. Hey, ma bein Pesach Rishon le Pesach Sheni. Harishon, which is on Yudalit Nisan, Osir Babal Yirah. But the Hasheni, which is on Yudalit Iyar, Chametz u Matzah imoy babayis. You're allowed to have Chametz and Matzah in the house. There's no Bal Yirah. You can have Chametz and Matzah in the house. Harishon ta'on Halel ba'achi losoy. There was Halel. The Sheni doesn't have Halel. Zevozet unen Halel ba'asi yoson. There was a halal when you did the carbon Pesach on your Dalit. That applies by Pesach Sheni as well. V'nachol and Tzli. There's a din of Tzli by Pesach Sheni as well. Al Matzah Sum Roirim. Pesach Sheni as well. Doichen Es HaShabbos. Pesach Sheni is Doichen HaShabbos. You don't pull it off the Tezvav here. You know, it's a month late already. No, but that's the date. It's Genoi, specifically, for that day. Doichen Es HaShabbos. The Tosefta over there in Pesachim brings a few other Chilukei Dinim. That Pesach Sheni is Choluk, different than Pesach Rishon. Such as Gimel Kitois. Pesach Rishon was born in three groups. Pesach Sheni doesn't need three groups. Is there any minimum at all? I saw someone went to the time, it needs a minion. I don't know. Mishal and Otsofen is not a minion. I don't know. Is it Doiche Tumah? The Mishnah says it's Doiche Shabbos. Pesach Sheni is not Doiche Tumah. Is the Chi of Karis for not doing Pesach Sheni? That's a complex three-way Machloikas Tanoim in the ninth parak of Pesachim. Does a person get Karis for not bringing Karban Pesach only if he was mazed on both? And had he not been mazed on both, then he doesn't get karis. Another option is no, it's only totally in the Rishon. And if you were mazed on the Rishon, it's already too late. And then there's another tzad that it's either. It's a three way machlekes tanam, a complex sugya over there. Is there a chagiga together with the Pesach Sheni? Now, Rashi and Chumash by us in Baal Yisra, Rashi, quoting the Mishnah in Pesachim that we mentioned, but a little bit different than he says, Ve'ein Isr Chametz, there's no Isr Chametz by the carbon Pesach Sheni. Ela'ime Bachilosoi, except while you're eating it. The statement in Rashi, as you're eating the Pesach Sheni, then you can't eat Chametz. Ein Isr Chametz, Ela Ime Bachilosa. And the Mechaz Chinuch brings this Rashi, and he shtels, Shenemar, what's the Makor? Mechatesa, Vush state that while you're eating the Korban Pesach, you can't eat Chametz. So some say, because the Chametz is Rishus, and the Korban Pesach is Mitzvah. But if that would be true, you shouldn't eat Kartoffel either, or Lokshim, or any other Kashrut and Pesach things. Vush state that you're Chametz. You're doing Ha'orah from Rav Shach, on this Mechaz Chinuch. He wants to say a niggin that Rashi is saying something else. Ve'ein isr chametz. There's no isr chametz. Elo, rather, imay bachilosoi. For all I kill, why are you eating it? Even eat the chametz. Elo, imay bachilosoi. Mamash avikuach. The Minchas Chinuch Kipshut, I read the Rashi. Ein isr chametz only imay bachilosoi. Then there is an isr. And he mutches, where's the makar for this isr? Where does Rashi know it from? Rav Shach, in his Hagoyis on the Minchas Chinuch, Rav Shach had the old Minchas Chinuch for all the Rashi Tevis. Now we have the new ones. And it has printed the Haggah of Rav Shach. Rav Shach and his one, it said his Haggah. He wrote it. But that's his Ha'orah. I don't know how he wrote the Niggin. Ein Isr Chametz, Ela, Imoy Bachilosi. Interesting Chiddush in the Sfasemis over there in the Sugis and Psachim. He comes out, you know, Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to eat Meboid Yoin. We're as different than any other carbon which you're allowed to eat as soon as you Zorik the Dam, either for one day and a night, or even 2 days. Carbon Pesach is different than even after the Zrikas Dam, and the Akhtaris Amorim even. There's still not a matter of eating it until the Laila. It's not Pasha that by Pesach Sheni there's a Zadin. He's Medayik in the Rambam. Avada, you have to be Mekayim the mitzvah at night and eat one kezayis at night. But there's no problem also eating it in the Vaidyon. Pesach Rishon is also to eat in the Vaidyon. Pesach Sheni is Meduyik Stark in the Rambam because there's going to be a lot of the other dinim. He's Madgish, Bein Berishon, Bein Besheni. By the Isser of Mevaidyon, he doesn't Madgish, Bein Besheni. Is there the din of Chatzois by Pesach Sheni? Or is it Nechal Tel Alois by Pesach Rishon? It's a Machlokes Tanoim. There's a whole sugya about it. What about by Pesach Sheni? Is there Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Is there Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim by Pesach Sheni? Is there Charoises by Pesach Sheni? Is there Heseba by Pesach Sheni? Is there Dalet Karoises by Pesach Sheni? There's a lot of things you can clear which dinim do and don't apply by Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Kol Shalai, Omer, Shalai, Shadvaram, Eil, Layotzi, Yedei Chayvasai. Does that apply by Pesach Sheni? Each one of these is, you could have a lengthy discussion about. We're going to move on to another topic in the sugya. The pasuk says about Pesach Sheni, the ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech lehaya, meaning a person was not bringing the Pesach Rishon only because of a mezid, then it's not that din of Pesach Sheni. It has to be that he had a reason. Ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech lehaya. Now, there's a drash. I saw this brought down from the Goin and from Rabbi Kiveger, Shneim Amru Dover Echad, but Mamish not the same thing. Each one said it with a different niggin, but the same point. One of them read it to be, Va'ish Asher Hu Tahar, you know someone that's Tahar? Uva Derech Loi Haya, he didn't go on the Derech. You stay in the Bismedrish. You want to stay Tahar, you stay in the Bismedrish. Hari Remez L'Dover, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos and Perek Shishi, Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, Pam Achas! Hayisi Mahalach Va'Derech, one time I left the Bismedrish. Pagash the Ademecha, the Mesis comes, come live with us, we'll give you Alpha Alpha, he didn't resolve. And he says, I don't want to come to your city. Ain't any door, Elav Amakam Taira. How do you know the guy's not coming from Amakam Taira? Because if the guy's coming from Amakam Taira, he's not going to offer him Elav Alpha, he didn't resolve a Kesef. He's going to tell him Shatna Raj, but what does he tell him? Elav Alpha, he didn't resolve a Kesef. Paramaisa. So he says, I don't want to live there. So Pamachas. But there's another Nusach, the same word, it's Va'isha Sher Taru Vaderech. You think someone could be Vatarach Vaderech? Loi Hoyos, in his Dazaza. This time the Vaderech goes on the Reisha, Va'ish Asher Utaru Vadarech, the mate. You think there's such a thing? Loi Hoya, there's no such thing. Actually, let's speak out one more detail about the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. There's a Shaila, there's a Gemara that says that Bikur, there's a din by Karban Tamid and by Pesach Rishon only, not by any other Karban. There's a special din of Bikur that for 4 days you're supposed to be Mevakarit from Mumin, that's what starts on Yud Nisan. The din of Bikur, Pesach Sheni. Din of Bikur. Now there's no, it's a Gemara. There's no din of Bikur by Pesach Sheni. Bikur is only by Tamid, Shall call Yom V'Yoyim, and Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni doesn't have Bikur. Which leads to an interesting Gemara because the Tshuva's Chassam Sofer Yeridei, Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, I don't remember what the Tshuva is about, but he titles it, he writes, Yud Iyar, Yoyim Bikur Pesach. Yud Iyar, Yoyim Bikur Pesach. The day that we would be Mavakar to Pesach. Some want to say, Pesach Sheni doesn't have Bikur. Pesach Rishon. Yud Iyar, Yoyim Bikur Pesach. It's not what the Tshuva was about, but what did the Chassam Sofer mean? Some want to say because since it was already Yud Iyar and no one in Klal Yisrael had a Makar Pesach Rishon, there are Makaris and a Medrash and a Zohar, it's not so poshut that because Pesach Risheni is only for Yechidim, for a meal. Half, less than half. Mechzal Mechzal right now, less than half. Yeah? There's a whole Sugyam Sachem about exactly Mechzal Mechzal. Sounds familiar. But maybe if Gantz Klal Yisrael wasn't Makar of Pesach Rishon, because the Chor Kemat, no one was Makar Pesach Rishon, not that I know. I don't know if you Yechidim tried. But you would never know. But maybe if Gantz Klal Yisrael is going to be Makar of Pesach, when it's a year that no one had a Makar before, maybe then there is a Din Bikur. It would be a Chiddush there. That would be a Diyak in what's Pshat in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. There's a whole other sugi over here of the Anani Yaakovet and the Masois. The Pasuk says, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisou. First of all, it's important to know Klal Yisrael is not like that. The Makar is from a Shloh. Maybe there's other Makaris also, but the Shloh says a person, any pu'ula that he does, just to move his hand or to walk or do something, he's supposed to say Be'ezras Hashem, B'siyato Dishmaya, Im Yirtza Hashem, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Va'al-Pi Hashem Yisou. Kol P'siyah V'Psiyah, Kol Pu'ula, Kol Tnua, She'odam Oise, Yoimar Lefnechein, Al-Pi Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem, Im Yirtza Hashem. The Shloh Kodesh says it's based on this pasuk, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Va'al-Pi Hashem Yisou. Now, I saw brought down, the Gemara says in Tainis, that on one hand, Holchei Drochem are not supposed to learn. The Gemara says that Yosef tells the brothers, Al Tirguzu Baderech, which one of the Pshatim is don't get verblunged in a Dvar Halacha. On the other hand, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Shnei Talmidei Chacham Maholchem Baderech, Ve'ein Beineihem Divrei Torah, Ru'uyim Lisarif. By the way, it means Ve'ein Beineihem Divrei Torah. They're both on the bus, and each one's learning with his own Mishnah. What? Ein Beineihem Divrei Torah, Ru'uyim Lisarif. So Medaf Redna learning, Medaf Kachan learning, the Gemara says in Tainis, Loi Kasha, Holy Migras, Holy Yunin. Be'ian, you can't learn on the Derech, because you're going to get Fablunjit. But Be'kiyas, yeah. But the Sam Rebbe said, others say, this thing also, Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yisou. Over here, they're not going to get Fablunjit. Anyways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the the Masois. So then they could learn. Then they could learn even Be'ian, and they could be living and learning. Right? Like I said, you don't have to. It's a good thing, and it's a geschmack, but you don't have to have a pocket Mishnayis for the bus ride. You could still be holding in the Rashba. I mean, if it's not working for you, so take a Mishnayis. You know, it's safer with a safer. But the Emes Mekenzain, Isaac and the Sugya. Everyone knows that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz on the boat wrote a kuntris on Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza the Svinta. And someone, there was a bachur that was also on the boat, and he was saying, "Where are we?" And Reb Chaim looked up. He said, "Reb Chaim Shmulevitz." He said, "Shmaitza Gimel Perek Vav." That's where we are. A person has to know that's where he is. He is where he is. There's a story with Rav David Mann, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. He was very sick, Lebesayf Yomav, and he was in the hospital. She was in the north, so he was in Haifa, Rambam Hospital. Maimonides, yeah, Rambam. So anyways, he was unconscious, and he woke up once, and he said, "Where am I?" He didn't know where. They told him in Rambam. Velcha Rambam! Velcha Rambam. No, he meant in earnest. The Yisoy Ravada, they say, is Al Pi Hashem Yachinu, Al Pi Hashem Yisohu, is that the Gemara says in Shabbos, Lagabe Soyser Al Manas Livnois, is only Chayiv when it's Soyser Al Manas Livnois Bimkoimoy. And the Makar of Soyser is from the Mishkan. And every time by the Mishkan, they were Soyser the Mishkan, Al Manas Livnois, in a different place, to do a different Masa and put it somewhere else. And the Gemara says, no, Kivon Dechsiv Al Pi Hashem Yachinu, Al Pi Hashem Yisohu, Kisoyser Al Manas Livnois Bimkoimoy Dam. Because wherever they were, where were they? They were with the Shechina. They were in the place where they were. Ketinoik, that's being carried by the mother. That's where he is, and that's why it's called Amanas Livnois Bimkoyim. Rabbi Nachman over there has a different shot. He says because even though it never happened by all Membeis Masois, but technically it could have been that the Eibishter would say that they should travel and then decide no, stay here. It could be when they were Soiseret, they didn't know that it could be that they were going to end up being Bainet Bimkoyim. Never happened, but it could have happened. That's a different shot. As I said, Rabbeinu Chananel shot in the Gemara over there. Now, Lamaisa, how did Klal Yisrael know when to travel? So it's interesting. On one hand, it says that Anani Kovid was telling them. On the other hand, there's a sugi here of Chatzoitzrois. Now, there's a din of Chatzoitzrois Ledoiris by the Korbanois and by Mayadin and by Tainus when it's a Yom Tzara. But in the Midbar, there was a Bazundar din of Chatzoitzrois, which was a call, whether it was a Tekiu or a Trua, either to call the Nesiim to meet, convene a meeting, or to convene everyone, or by that was a tekiyah or two tekiyahs, and then a teruah was telling them to travel. So, Frekta Arachayim HaKadosh, why do you need both in Yonim for the traveling? The Masa Ha'anon is telling you when to travel. Why did you also need the Masa Ha'anon and also the Chatzoitzris? So, Arachayim has a pshat, the Mefarshim talk about it. I heard some pshat from another Gadol, very interesting pshat. You know, sometimes a person thinks he's stuck in a place and he's not getting out. And the Chatzaitis is blowing and telling him to go, but he thinks he can't and it's not happening. You don't realize, it already is happening. The Ananim are already going. It's going, it's moving, things are happening. There's movement, there's hitkadmut. You need to be aware about it. So the Chatzaitis gives you that shtup to let you know. But don't think it's like the whole Panim Chadoshis that you have to make Ofrais, Kenegah, the Teba. It's happening already. The Masa is already happening. It's moving. Just go with the Anon, go with the cloud. There's a different shot, interesting, from the Leshem. The Leshem brings, Rabbi Yashav's grandfather, the Leshem brings from Rabbi Yitzchok Volozhin. Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yisoh. You look at the Masois, sometimes they stayed only a very short time. And right away they traveled somewhere else. And sometimes they stayed for a very long time. And it's interesting because a person sometimes is staying somewhere, wherever he's in, and he thinks it's been too long, it's not happening, I need to make a change, I need to make a move, I need to do something. And Dak over there, he's stuck. Like, no, it's Ibriar. It's not. You're stuck here. And sometimes, Fakir, things are mamish going. All of a sudden, oh, move on to the next stage already. And a person is bewildered sometimes when he doesn't realize. And he says, no, Adarabba. When it's ungekum schwer, right? You're going uphill if the pedaling is hard. You know, if I don't know who said that, but it's a true insight. But Adarabba, if a person is stuck for a long time in summer, it's because that's Shomtei. And about it, Hashgacha Protis. What do I mean, Protis? Harigans Klal Yisrael was told in each Memachane and Masa to stay a certain amount of time fixed. But trust me, there was a Hashgacha Protis for every single one of them at every single time, for every single one. Exactly, this is where you're supposed to be now, this is where you're supposed to be afterwards. And that is the story of the Masa of a person. And this Masa is not Stam a small story, it's a very big Yisoy because the two Psukim of Ayyib and Soy Ha'arin and Uvenucha Yoimar is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmoy. The Emes, there are seven Svarim in the Chamisha Chumshetar. It's not seven Chumashim are five, but there are seven Svarim. And Ayyib Zayfrek, the Rashash, it's Gemara Shamas, that there are seven Chotzva Amudeho Shiv'o. that there are seven Sfarim. Of course, the Rosh Hashanah asked within then there are Chav Vav Sifrei Tanakh. We know there's always Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. Lefizeh there are Chav Vav Sifrei Tanakh, unless you squidgy two other ones back. Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis is anyways one. I don't know, you have to do some other things over there. But that's the story of a person's life travel. Now, just a little bit more about the Chatzoitz Reis. Again, in the Midbar, the Chatzoitz Reis, a Tekiah Achas was to convene the Nesiim, Shtei Tekiahs was for the Gans Kol Yisrael, a Sifa, a Knessia, and a Trua was for the Masa Ha'am. But Lidoi Reis, and that's in the next Pesukim, and the Rambam brings it Lalocha, by Karbonois and by Moyadim, and also by a Yoim Tzara. Now, the Rambam brings these halachas, and Shulchan Aruch also, at least one of them, the Rambam is both. The Rambam in Hilchas Tainus brings that by a Yom Tzorah, this Chatzoitzris, and the Rambam brings in Klei HaMikdash, the Gedorim of Chatzoitzris, by Karbonis and by Mayadim. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam only counts it as one mitzvah. And then I say, Kalem ask, many Achrayim talk about this. Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, Yom Kippur B'Yovel, two different mitzvahs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Both have Shofar, with Malchus Achrayim Shofars, by the way, for the record. And Yom Kippur of Yehuda, there was Malchus Achrayim Shofars with Shofar. But it's two different mitzvahs. And the Minyan HaMitzvahs is two different mitzvahs. Why is Chatzoitzris of Tainus and Sora and Chatzoitzris of Moyadim one mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? An interesting shot I saw in the Prima Godim in Hilchas Tainus in Erechayim, Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Hey. He says, the Yesoid of Chatzoitzris is one akuda. La'oirer HaKavona. Now, Vada, over here it's La'oir HaKavona for the Inyan of the Tzoyim and the Eish Tzorah, because Komi She'enim Is'oir B'yayim Tzorah is Harei Zachzori, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. And then there's another Inyan of what they're supposed to do, the Kavoni is supposed to have for the Karbonis and the Moedim. Aber Yesoidim Echa, the Trua of the Chatzoitzra, is La'oir HaKavona. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, over there, B'yesoidoi, it's a different din. One is for Lishbar Asalev for Tshuva, and one is for Zikar Nakeda. I'm sorry, Rosh Hashanah is for Lishbar Asalev and for Zikar Nakeda. Yovel is for Cheirus. It's to be Mefarsim, the Cheirus of the Avdus, and different, it's two different things. And B'mahus, it's Cholok, and that's why. Now, another interesting Shaila. Why, and the Magen Avraham asked this Kasha, many others also, but the Magen Avraham often asked it, why are we not Noyik Chatzoitzris? Why don't we blow on an Eish Tzara? Why we daven and we say slichas and we say tehillim and we make it soim even sometimes? Why aren't we noyik chatzoitzris? It's only. So one of the chayim they ask is only in Eretz Yisrael, you know, not in chutzlaretz. Exactly. So why no chatzoitzris? Even on Shabbos, it's not so poshut. Why there shouldn't be chatzoitzris? Chatzoitzris. If the yom tzara is even on Shabbos, why shouldn't there be chatzoitzris even on Shabbos? Is chatzoitzris dafka with a kohen? So there's actually stiras about it. Some say that the chatzoitzris of karbonos is dafka with a kohen. Chatzoitzris of Tzoyim and Eish Tzora lav dafka with a kayin. The one that doesn't need kayin, Yesh Lachkar, needs big day kahuna. It needs, you know, you have to know the Gedorim. And why Takav is manazeh, we don't do it. The Baal HaTurim brings that the Shtei Chatzoitzris are connected Avram and Yaakov. What's with Yitzchak? Someone told me he's the shofar. Eilu shal Yitzchak. The chatzoyis, Aaron Kenzine, with the pshat. Someone's telling me din is not shaykh to chatzoyis, because chatzoyis is rachim. I don't know. I think a glad the pshat. Avram and Yaakov is the chatzoyis because the shofar is Yitzchak. Okay, there's a lot more on chatzoyis. We're going to move on. So we have the sefer bifnei atzmoi by Yibin Soya Ha'oroin. This is a very halig sefer. It's a separate sefer. The reason there are seven is because seven Sfarim, I would say, because the beginning of Bereshis Tol Vayihim and Sayy is a sefer. After Venucha Yomer till the end of Bamidbar is a separate sefer. And this separate entity, sefer. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezayin, that a sefer Torah that's Bolo and got worn out and is missing Nimchak, most of its letters, as long as there are 85 letters left, it still has a certain semblance of a koyach of sefer Torah. It's not kosher, but it's considered the Kedusha sefer Torah. And that's connected to 85 letters. It's connected to Peh. Is 85 and Mila is 85, and this sefer of Venucha Yomer and Vehiman Saya has 85 letters, and that shows that that's a minimum of a sefer. And the truth is, this forum explained that this is really supposed to be a much larger sefer. This is a sefer that's so on a high level, it's on the Shar HaNun. You know, there are 49 levels that even Moshe Rabbeinu only understood, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't get to the level of Nun. Only Biyoyim Peti Rasai Nun Boy Har Nivoy Nun Boy. This sefer is shaykh to the Shar HaNun. That's why there's two upside down Nuns and it's two sides. It's the Nun HaFuches, it's a Machlekes HaPaiskim Sam, and that's how we know it. There's a separate upside down Nun before the words. Others say no, the nun of Binisoya is supposed to be upside down. And the nun of Nuchai, Venuchai, that nun is upside down. There are persons that say that. But we go that the separate upside down nun. There is actually one other upside down nun in the Torah, in Parshas Noach by Choron. And this is the two upside down nuns that's representing the Shar Hanun. And it's a sefer that has really much more deeper level understandings beyond what we see. We see the minimalist level of the 85 letters of this sefer. The Abba Rabbanel writes that this sefer is teaching us about the Geula, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, that Mashiach is going to come after 85 Yevlis. That comes out at the year 4250. It's been a while since, but that's what the Gemara says, that Mashiach is going to come from the Tchilas Abriya, not before 85 Yevlis. That's going to get these 85 letters. There's a lot of other inyonim in this sefer. Now, we said that this sefer is teaching us about how a person is supposed to go through life, the person's travels. And the emes is, we've spoken about this other times, that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is Gematria, 1118. And it's also Gematria, the amount of Havayas in your Tefillin, because Tefillin has 21 Havayas in your Shel Yad, and another 21 Havayas in your Shel Rosh, and 42 times 26 is not 1118, because if your tefillin is in the zekel, that's not enough. If you put them on, and v'hoyah shem havaya nikra lecha, that's the 43rd havaya. 43 times 26 is 1118, and that's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We discussed other times many other things that are also the inyan of 1118, but what's fascinating is that, and I apologize, you'll make the cheshbon afterwards, that v'yihi b'tzayar and v'yemer moshe kum Hashem v'yafutz ayvecha v'yanusa mesanecha mipanecha is gematria 2,236, twice Shema Yisrael, because you have to say Shema Yisrael, the Shachris, the Ervis, and that's how a Yid travels through life. Vayhi ben Soya, the way to be Matzliach in Vayhi ben Soya is that you should be Mekayim, Kriya Shema, Shachris, the Ervis. Now, another pshat that's brought down is that this Nevuah of Vayhi ben Soya, and it's separated by the upside down nuns, is because it was a Nevuah that wasn't from Moshe Rabbeinu per se. It's from Eldad Umedad, which is Negei later on in the Parsha. Eldad and Medad's Nevuah was this Vayhi ben Soya, and that's why it's singled out separately. Other Midrashim say that Eldad and Medad's Nevuah is about Melchemes Goig and Magog. I'm sure you can work it out how these 85 letters are teaching us about that as well. An interesting pshat, I saw that in the Chanukah Satayra, he says, Eldad and Medad, their Nevuah was Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes. Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes. So he says, where's the remes for that? Because it says they were misnabim b'machane. They were misnabim b'machane. So b'machane is mach nun hey. Take out the nun hey. It says min hamayim mishisiu by Moshe Rabbeinu. You take out the nun hey, you're left with mem yud, and that's Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes. So the remes of Eldad and Medad was telling us about this nevuah. At the end of the parsha, you have the story of Miriam, that she's about to daber on Moshe Rabbeinu, and here it's Neschadish, the Yisoid of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a fascinating thing, because one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna is to be Mamin, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is fundamentally higher level than different. And the other Nevi'im. And over here, the Tviya on Miriam is Lashon Hara. What about that if she be a Tviya on her? Because she was Kaifer in one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. Rabbi Elchanan says, here it was Neschadish, this Ikrei Emunah. This is the Sugya. Here is the Sugya. But on the other hand, the Torah contrasts, and it's not a coincidence, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, that he was Zeich to that level, is because Vayish Moshe, Onav Ma'oid Mikola Adam, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisisa brings that over there it says Koran Arponov. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Zeichet to Koran Arponov? So, because there's a little ink left from the Dioi, and the Dioi that was left from the ink of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on Moshe's forehead, and that's what made the Koran Arponov. So many Midrashim say it's from the little Aleph that he wrote Vayikar. Instead of Vayikra, he wrote Vayikar. He's supposed to write it with an Aleph, and he wrote it with an Aleph, but he wrote a small Aleph, and the small Aleph represents that he was an onav, that he wanted to write less. But there's another pshat from the Orach Chaim in Korz Medrash. It says Ve'ish Moshe onav mikol adam. Onav is spelled ayin nun. Which pasuk is it? Pasuk Gimel. V'yesh Moshe Anav Moed. Anav is Ayin Nun Vav. Ayin Nun Vav is without a Yud. He was supposed to write it with a Yud. It's without a Yud. And it's not even a Kriyuk Siv, but he was supposed to write it with a Yud. He didn't write the Yud. And that was his Anava. That's what he was zeichet to the Karan upon him. He wanted to write Anav without a Yud. But I saw other Makaris bring, no, not that he wrote it without a Yud, but he wrote the Vav of Anav small. And there's a Shaila, again, in the Hilchos Safras here, there's another place also by Shaloim in Parshas Pinchas. And then later on, those two Vavs come back by a different Pasuk. But that was the Pshat, that was the Anava that he wrote. The Balaturim brings, though, why does it say Anav, though, without a Vav? Bahish Moshe Anav Mi'oid is going on the 126 days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Anav is 126, Gematria, sorry. 126, why? From Rosh Chodesh Sivan, he already went up for 6 days. Till the Sivan, till Vav Sivan, according to one Tanya Yuma. Then there was the first 40 days, the next 40 days, the next 40 days. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Tkufa in Shemayim is Anav. Bahish Moshe Anav, his Tkufa in Shemayim was Anav, was 126. Yeah, good.